When picking your niche, there are several factors to think about. Do they want more business? Value of a lead could be high, but if no one will buy it, essentially it has no value. Exactly the same as if you were creating a product that no one wanted. It might be the best thing since sliced bread. But if no one wants it, you're not going to make any money. Can the businesses in your chosen industry afford to pay for a website? Consider the customer base of your chosen industry and if they have enough customers. How they advertise. Is it mostly word of mouth? A business that cannot afford to pay for your website will never rent it from you, as much as they might want to. So take the time to research the businesses in your chosen industry and see if they can afford your website. Examples of businesses. Low-income business that relies on word of mouth. For example, a local handyman, a dog walker, babysitter, or a village craft shop. Someone in a business like this likely won't be able to rent a website from you. They simply do not make enough profit to justify it, and the majority of their work is done on recommendations. They do not need a website to gain work, however, creating smaller websites for locals to access, if rented out at a low price, could soon work to build up that person's business, meaning they can expand. They'll talk more about something how this can increase your profits without having to reach out to other businesses in a later module. A high-income business that specializes in X but they have a long waiting list. A business like this will likely turn you down if you are offering them a website to boost their sales. This business does not require any more customers, as they already have a lot of customers. Think designers, bespoke art, custom build pools, just to name a few. On the other hand, with the world becoming more automated, you may find that some artists, for example, will have their own website for people to order custom pieces or display and sell their work worldwide. High-income business that generates a lot of income from each job can afford to pay for the website, constantly expanding and looking for more leads, e.g., electricians, plumbers, tradesmen in general. A lot of tradesmen will have relied on word of mouth to begin with, but as their company grows and they begin to hire other people to finish more jobs, a website is an ideal way for them to be contacted. This, of course, does not just apply to trades like plumbing. Any successful business with the capital and customer base to require a website is your ideal renter. Which of these is going to be your ideal niche? Which one is going to be able to rent your website from you? Each factor needs to be considered before you dive into your niche. Once you have decided on an industry, you should target a subsection of that niche which is an inch wide but a mile deep. For example, electricians is a huge industry with hundreds of sub-niches. At the time of writing this training, vehicle charger installation at homes is a huge sub-niche with high-value customers, so going after this inch wide mile deep sub-niche. We will discuss this in greater detail in the next section. Choose your industry, find the niche within that. When finding your niche, you want to find one that is an inch wide but a mile deep. I explain this in more detail in my book, https://www.getrichwithdigitalrealestate.com. Summary, pick a niche that will work for you. If no one wants your product, you won't make any money. Someone in a business like this likely won't be able to rent a website from you. However, creating smaller websites for locals to access could soon work to build up that person's business. A high-income business that specializes in X will likely turn you down if you are offering them a website to boost their sales. Tradesmen will have relied on word of mouth to begin with, but a website is an ideal way to be contacted. Before you dive into your niche, you need to decide on an industry and a sub-niche. A vehicle charger installation at homes is a good example of a sub-niche. Choose your industry, find the niche within that, and determine if the businesses in your chosen industry can afford to pay for a website or more leads. Action points. Can the businesses in your chosen industry afford to pay for a website or leads? Are they willing to pay for a website or more leads? Does anyone in the niche actually need more business?